From the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Here in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 16, we see a warning from Scripture not to love this world's system. This world system has a culture. This world system has a theme. This world system has an order to it. This world has an agenda that is opposite from the principles of the kingdom of God and the plan of God. This world endorses fornication. This world endorses abortion. This world endorses seeking your own pleasures at any cost. This world looks and judges by money, outward beauty, and not the content of someone's character. This world seeks after fame and fortune and trying to be somebody in this world. If a person loves this world, they cannot call themselves a Christian, for this world does not represent the love of God, nor the peace of God, nor the holiness of God. For the Bible says, if any man be a friend of the world, he is an enemy of God. Here in 1 John chapter 2, the lust of the flesh speaks of the sinful desires of the flesh, the appetites, the desires, the passions of the sinful nature that is contrary to the Lord, living in the flesh and not walking in the Spirit. Here in 1 John chapter 2, the lust of the eyes speaks of the desire of an individual seeing something that does not belong to him and desiring it, seeking after it, longing for it. Jesus gave an example in Matthew chapter 5 where he quoted saying, if any man looketh on a woman to lust after her, he hath committed adultery already in his heart. The pride of life speaks of an individual's ego, an individual doing what they want to do, saying what they want to say, going where they want to go, and living contrary to the plan of God, being in self and only concerned about me, myself, and I. Here in 1 John chapter 2, it also is a warning not to love this world system, not to be infatuated by this world system, not to seek after this world system. For these things of the world are not of the Lord. In Scripture, you only find admonition and instruction on loving the Lord and loving each other. We are not commanded to love things or this world system. We are to be good stewards of what the Lord allows us to possess, for we are to have possessions, but we should not allow possessions to possess us. We're not to love this material world. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, no man can love two masters. Either he will love the one and hate the other, hold on to the one, or despise the other. In terms of loving the world, we ought to love the people of the world, to pray for them, to show the goodness of the Lord, his mercy and his grace to others. Here in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 16, warning about our allegiance to love not the world, warning about the things of the world, Scripture declares, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, and all thy strength.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.